It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to the Week 2 edition of the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elcorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined each and every week by Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram, and of course each and every Thursday, except for next week, but we'll talk about that in a little bit, we bring you the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, again presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Glad to have you with us, Sean Bennett. Glad to have you with me, and of course, we got plenty to talk about here in the next 15-20 minutes. Action last weekend on the mats, and of course, some interesting action coming up this weekend as well.
All right, yep, the tournaments again are in full swing. We had probably the toughest tournament of the high school season last weekend at Walsh Jesuit, the Ironman. Teams flock from all over the country to Cuyahoga Falls to compete in that. So that's a big blast. And tonight kicks off kind of the dual meet, the regular dual meet season. So from Thursday nights, it's kind of nice that we kind of are on the night that wrestling kind of takes a spotlight in Lorain County. So there'll be a lot of teams in action as well.
Now, for those who have watched our weekly wrestling video that we now have via the Chronicle's website and the radio station's website and Twitter and Facebook and the like, we have a weekly tip of the cap courtesy of the Cobos Insurance Center. Trevor Boyd from Vermilion was our tip of the cap recipient for week one, and Vermilion Wrestling will be talked about this week on this show.
Yeah, obviously Trevor Boyd earned that distinction for going 5-0 to win the tournament out there. Vermilion was at the Clear Fork Invitational. He had five pins, and none of them lasted a minute, or they're all under a minute.
Wow.
46 seconds was the longest he took to pin his opponent. So definitely a pretty eye-opening performance. Not surprising, Trevor Boyd's state rank, so he's the kind of kid that can put that kind of performance together. But yeah, definitely impressive nonetheless.
So Coach Gilbert will join us today on the weekly wrestling recap.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he wants to obviously talk about that, and he's in a kind of a fun format tournament coming up as well. So that's kind of a cool thing.
All right, so we'll hear from Coach Gilbert a little bit later on. When we come back, we'll take a look at what happened on the mats last weekend as far as a local team and local wrestlers were concerned. So a quick break, a lot more to come. It's our Thursday night weekly wrestling recap presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Stay with us on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back to the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elcorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined each and every week by Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram. Of course, Sean has that wrestling beat at the CT. Now, we mentioned during our first segment, each and every Thursday night except for next week. Next week, the show will be heard on Wednesday night. And we've got a Cavs show next Thursday night prior to the Cavs and the Chicago Bulls. So each and every week on Thursday, except for next week. Next week, we will have a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, again, courtesy of the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. So mark that in the book next Wednesday as far as a Weekly Wrestling Recap Wednesday night next week on WEOL. But Sean Bennett, a pretty busy weekend last weekend as far as action on the mat. I know we talked a little bit about this during the weekly video that we do. A tough week for the Elyria High Pioneers as far as the wrestling program at the Ironman.
Yeah, it was a tough week, It's bad because it's a premier event. All the eyes in the nation are on that event, and Elyria was nationally ranked coming into the season. They are no longer more nationally ranked. The Intermat rankings came out yesterday, and they have been kind of kicked out of the top 50. So they're going to be working hard to get back into that top 50 and regain their national rankings. And luckily, they've got the platform to do it. They're going to be in another tough tournament next week. But they finished 32nd out of 84 teams at Walsh Jesuit, which really is not. It's still a pretty good performance. And if you can finish in the top half at the Walsh Jesuit, that's still a good deal. Unfortunately, no placers for Elyria, but three guys made it to the match to place, which means if they had got one more win, they'd ended up on the podiums and had that distinction of being 2017 Ironman placers. Those three were Dylan Shaver, Brendan Fenton, and Josh Breeding. Obviously, all three of those guys lost to opponents who are nationally ranked. So they had, you know, just a brutal minefield of a bracket to try to make it through. So Dylan Shaver did, as I said in the video, had a kind of a signature win over Tanner Jordan from St. Paris Graham, who is projected to win the Division II state championship at 113 pounds. He decisioned him 7-5. Then lost to Ryan Chauvin from Florida and Matt Ramos from Illinois. Chauvin's ranked number 16th in the country, and Ramos ranked number 19 in the country, so two tough losses there.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say then, just to kind of give you the other guys that they had to go up against. Fenton had to go up against, only lost 4-3 to Malik Heinzelman from Colorado, and Heinzelman's ranked number 8. That's a top 10 kid in the country, and he lost by a point to him. And then Josh Breeding went 3-2, so he had a winning record there. But his two losses were to the kid from Carson Manville from Pennsylvania, and then he lost to Joshua Saunders from Missouri. And Manville's 8 in the country, Saunders is 12, so tough losses.
Boy, great competition. Again, as you said, Elyria, they certainly will work their way back as far as getting things back on track, but a tough weekend.
Yeah.
Over at the Mike Lewis Invitational, some decent placings for Lorain and North Ridgeville, and then Elyria sent their B team there.
Yeah, and all three teams finished with multiple placers. I think Elyria's white team finished with 4 placers. North Ridgeville had 9 placers, and Lorain finished with 6 placers and actually had the top local finish with, they were 6th out of the 11 teams, and they had the lone area champion with Brando and Cherokee winning the 120-pound title there. And we kind of talked on the video as well that Lorain kind of did like Elyria did with two varsity programs. They split kind of their varsity wrestlers up and also competed at the Riverside Rumble of Painesville. And something I don't believe I've seen in the 15 years or so I've been covering wrestling, where Lorain had champions at two different events on the same weekend, because out at in the Riverside Rumble, Khalil Brown won the 138-pound title. So that's kind of a rarity. You don't usually see two champions from one school at two different events in the same weekend. So that was kind of cool.
That is very, very cool. And, of course, we mentioned at the top our Cobos Insurance Center, a tip of the cap in the video went to Trevor Boyd over at Vermilion. How about Vermilion finishing first at the Clear Fork Invitational?
Yeah, 11-team field. They finished first out of the 11 teams. They had 11 placers. Again, there's 14 weight classes in high school, so 11 placers. Very impressive. We talked about Trevor Boyd having that dominant performance. Almost as dominant, pretty much just as dominant. Tyler Bath at 220 pounds. Brandon DeEgidio at 113 pounds. All three of them won their weight class titles. All three went 5-0. All three with 5 pins. Obviously, Trevor's the only one to do it all 5 in under a minute, but still, I mean, you can't shake, there's nothing to,
can't get better than that.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. So, really nice performance for Vermilion all around.
And before we close out this segment, I know we touched on this during the video, but boy, the dominant early part of the season so far for Matt Lee over at Amherst. We talked in the video about how he's been on the mat for a total of 6 minutes and 11 matches.
Yeah, projected state runner-up, state finalist in Division I. So he should be doing good things, but even still, going 11-0 in your two first events with 11 pins, spending, I think it was like 6 minutes, 46 seconds total on the mat in 11 matches, which, a high school match, as we said in the video, is potentially 6 minutes long, and you did the math, I think.
66 minutes.
66 minutes of potential time, and he's, yeah, so, you know, about 10% of the time he potentially could be on the mat, he's been on the mat. So, and again, he, you know, Brian said it's almost like he wants him to stay a little longer, you know, work with these kids, work up a sweat and get some work in, because he's pinning these kids so quickly. But yeah, that's super impressive, and obviously he dominated his way to that heavyweight title out there at Bellevue.
And obviously, let's not overlook some of the other Amherst wrestlers. I mean, Matt Lee gets so much talk and pub, as he should, but they had some other placers as well.
Yeah, Adam Loft was a finalist there at 120 pounds. He finishes the runner-up. Noah Mendez was a runner-up. Brandon Bradovich, third at 113. Matt Stevens, third at 152. Grant Rader, third at 195. I mean, these are all high-level, high-placing guys. That's the reason Amherst is kind of a well-rounded team. They've been that way for a long time. They've won a lot of tournament titles. They've won that Bellevue title several times. They finished, obviously, runner-up in our kickoff event out at Avon Lake, the Knights of Columbus. So they do it all the time. They won a sectional title out at Mansfield years ago as well. So, I mean, they win all different parts of the season. They win, you know, they do it up and down in the lineup. So they're having another good, well-rounded performance.
Good stuff. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk Vermillion Wrestling. We'll talk a little bit about how the Sailors are doing so far. So far, so good. And we'll also take a look at what's happening on the mats this weekend. So stay with us. It's our Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. We're glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com. Welcome back to the Thursday Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night as we talk high school wrestling. And as promised before the break, in this segment, we're going to talk Vermillion Wrestling. Sean Bennett, they're coming off a great weekend.
Yeah, again, they went out there and they dominated at Clear Fork. First out of 11 teams, 11 placers, three champions. I'd be pretty happy with that.
Very, very happy. And we're happy to have with us the head wrestling coach at Vermillion High School, Brandon Gilbert, as he joins us to talk a little bit about last weekend and some of the great things that he saw on the mats at that Clear Fork Invitational. Coach, great to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. And as Sean and I were talking, boy, you're coming off a great weekend over at that Clear Fork Invitational, first place. Just how pleased were you with the way your kids went out on the mats and performed last weekend?
Thank you guys for having me, first and foremost. And, you know, they did extremely well. They kind of, you know, a little bit as expected. I anticipated some of them kind of mowing through their bracket. And then the other ones, you know, and some of the younger guys, you know, they showed progress from last week to, you know, to this past weekend. And so that's kind of the idea, is that progression weekly, something tangible, something concrete that they can see. And it's, you know, it's proof that it's paying off. The hard work's paying off. So, yeah, extremely happy with what they did. And obviously, you know, we'll keep on moving here. We'll keep on trying to progress and working hard at practice. And they have a great attitude. And these guys are they're being very receptive, and they're willing to, you know, do whatever's asked right now. So very fortunate in that regard.
Coach, you had three champions in the event, Brandon, Trevor, and Tyler. And during our weekly video, we kind of gave Trevor our tip of the cap, which we're going to do on a weekly basis because of his five pins in under a minute performance. As a coach, how do you kind of differentiate between the three? Is Brandon impressive because, you know, he is a state rank like the other two, Trevor because of those quick pins, Tyler because maybe of a dominant? I mean, what are your kind of thoughts on each? Because they all did kind of the same thing with 5 and 0 5 pins. How do you kind of describe each one's performance?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you said. I mean, they're three very, very different wrestlers. You know, Brandon's kind of he's got a different kind of motor to him. He goes to another place out there is what we often tell him. He's progressed so much, you know, over the course of the past year. And so his, you know, what he's done out there is very deserving of it, because he definitely earns that. But he's more of a, you know, kind of a bruiser right now. You know, the technique's still a work in progress, but he's, he's a grind out kind of, you know, grind every match kind of wrestler right now. And so he's been wonderful to watch. And Trevor, Trevor just, he hasn't gotten enough love. You know, he's always there seemingly at the end of every season. You know, he just piled up wins and piled up pins. And he's another one that just every day, you know, day in, day out, he just shows up. He puts in the work. I mean, never have I heard no come out of his mouth, I don't think. And never any negative comments either. He's just fantastic to have. And his matches, yeah, as you said, you know, not one of them got it. They didn't even get past a minute in any of the matches. So he just, he got the job done, went out there and was efficient, and then got off the mat. And then, of course, Tyler, you know, he's our hammer. So he went out and did what he does and surpassed, you know, he has a record now for all-time, you know, pins here at the high school. And, I mean, he's going to set a mark that's going to be darn near impossible to pass up for the years to come. So, yeah, definitely happy about those three. And, you know, and like I said, there's a bunch more guys that are wrestling really well, and they're kind of, you know, maybe not winning tournaments yet, but you know their name will be known here soon enough. So, but yeah, very, very happy.
And the overall performance early in the season, are you happy to be running out of the gates, or are you kind of worried about can they maintain this focus and still have room to you know, as most coaches want to be peaking right there at the end of the season? What are your thoughts on you know, kind of maintaining that, I guess, throughout the whole year?
Yeah, our schedule's set up. It's kind of, I don't want to say we ease into things, but the first couple tournaments, you know, they're very conducive for a young group and kind of, you know, just kind of bringing guys into the season, you know, kind of working through things and feeling wrestling out and kind of learning along the way a little bit. And then as it progresses, I mean, January is just, oof, it's absurd, the tournaments that we're in. You know, it'll be very, very competitive, and the rubber will meet the road. That's what we keep telling them. And so they understand they have to put the work in, and they have to keep grinding. And so, no, we'll be relentless as a coaching staff. You know, we'll make certain that they sustain this. You know, there's days where you have to pick your spots and give them breaks and kind of feel them out and see where they're at. You know, I'm constantly asking guys, how's your body feel? How's your body feel? I'm kind of nuts, I guess, and I guess it's kind of rubbing off on the boys. We have morning conditionings twice a week. And so these guys are in it at 5 in the morning. I mean, I put them through – people can't even imagine what I put these boys through. And it's just a conditioning session, a lot of cardio, a lot of body on body exercise, you know, a little bit of weights, but it's, and then they have a practice in the afternoon. So it's kind of like a two a day. And so again, for that reason, you know, you worry about burnout, you worry about them fatiguing, but you know, you kind of get a pulse on your team and kind of go from there. And so, you know, if they need days off, you know, and obviously hitting these holiday seasons, and we'll kind of pick our spots and you kind of work them through it. So it's kind of a, just a little, you know, feel them out kind of process.
Again, we're talking with Brandon Gilbert. He's the head wrestling coach at Vermilion High School. Brandon, I know you're up against it on the clock, but real quick, you mentioned a couple of days off. You're off this weekend, so coming off the success that you had last weekend, is that kind of a good thing that you get the kids back on the mats just as far as practice sessions and the workouts that you talked about? Or when you come off something like that, do you wish you were right back at it as far as actual competition was concerned?
Yeah, it's kind of twofold. You're right. We last night we should have had a try over at Norwalk, and it got canceled because of weather. And so it was kind of a broken day, but they still made the most of their practice. And then this weekend, even though it was listed as an open weekend for us, I felt the need to, again, kind of bring along the younger guys or some of the inexperienced guys. So we actually added the Clyde JV invite. And so I've got probably about 2/3 of the team that's going to go participate in that.
Oh, okay.
Now, are they in the varsity roster? They sure are. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, sometimes it's spawned out of necessity, but at the same time, again, it's kind of, you know, you're making certain that you're doing right by those young guys. They're not just constantly getting, you know, just pounded, just shellacked out there. Instead, you're kind of, you give an opportunity to see, you know, like opponents. And so we snuck in this event, and if we need to, you know, we'll try and maybe find another one, and we'll kind of just, you know, we get to these bigger tournaments like Maumee Bay, we'll adjust the lineup accordingly and only take, you know, I guess what we'll call the horses with us, you know, and we'll kind of save the younger guys so that they, you know, it's not all the time just getting broken. I know in my career, you know, when I wrestled in high school, I was at a big school, very talented school, and seemingly every weekend we had that schedule where you were always facing the St. Ed's and the Blairs and all that stuff. And so as a wrestler who really wasn't that skilled, getting pounded all the time, it was a disservice to me. You know, it kind of mentally broke me. And so I'm very cognizant of that, and I try to make it so that these guys, that's not their experience. you know?
Yep, absolutely. Well, again, we know you have to fly. We really appreciate you spending a few moments with us here on WEOL. And as Sean alluded to earlier, congratulations on your early season success. This team obviously is off to a great start.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. And thank you for the tip of the cap to Trevor. I had told him, I told our boys at the end of practice yesterday that you guys do that on a weekly basis now and that Trevor got the nod from you. So thank you guys for doing that. They love the acknowledgement, and you guys are a blessing. So,
well, thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks,
Take care,
Coach.
Guys.
That's Brandon Gilbert, the head wrestling coach over at Vermilion High School. See, I knew your idea. I knew your idea of tip the cap was going to take off. No, it's a really cool segment.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, it's we got to try to add. I mean, because this is we're only two videos in, so it's nice to try to kind of brainstorm and think what can we do to make us a little different than you know everybody else. And it's one thing. We'll, by the end, we'll probably be you know juggling and spitting fire and all kinds of stuff to try to keep the people watching. But yeah, it'll be a fun time.
No doubt about it. It's cool though that the kids got excited about that and Trevor did as well. All right. Well, we now know Vermilion is on the mats this weekend, so we appreciate Coach Gilbert bringing us up to date on that. They'll be at Clyde. Anything else this weekend that kind of catches your attention, Sean?
Yeah, we have obviously several 2-day tournaments. Avon and Lorraine are going to be at Hoover High School out in North Canton for the North Canton Holiday Wrestling Tournament. That'll be Friday and Saturday. Firelands will be at the Archbold Duels at Defiance College on Friday and Saturday. And again, that's that kind of tournament where they're bringing in teams from out of state to come in and kind of compete in a dual team format tournament where it's all 14 against all 14. So that's a lot of fun. Wellington will be at the D3 Classic at Waterloo High on Friday and Saturday. And then the rest of these tournaments are one day only, just on Saturday. And the big one around here as far as our area is out at Black River. It'll be Brookside, Clearview, North Ridgeville, Oberlin, and Black River. Black River hosting that JB Firestone Invitational, a longtime tournament. Real good if you want to see some local wrestlers. A lot of PAC schools out there. See the PAC schools while you can. I don't know if you saw today's news, but PAC going to be changing the landscape of that in a couple years. So that'll be nice to see all those guys get together. And then Avon Lake and Larry Catholic are going to be at the Hudson Holiday Invitational on Saturday. And Keystone will be out at the Rebel Invitational at Willoughby South.
Wow. If you love wrestling, you can find somewhere to go this week.
Yeah, and like I said, now you can get out there during the weekdays and see some duels out there. You know, go out there and support those guys. They definitely, you can see some good wrestling. It's quick. You're not there all day. Like tournaments, sometimes you can be sitting there 4 or 5 hours. These dual tournaments, you're there for an hour, hour and a half, and you're getting to see some good wrestling, and you're in and out, and it's fun. And those kids need that support. They need the people out there kind of, you know, cheering them on and showing up and making them feel like, you know, they're not, you know, being overlooked.
And when you heard Coach Gilbert talk about the workouts and just the discipline these kids go through, that really isn't the exception. That's kind of the norm. I mean, these kids work so hard at what they do. They deserve support.
Yeah, he was talking about his experience as a wrestler being pounded on by these big teams. I don't know if he's his wrestlers are so happy about what he's doing to them. I mean, 5 a.m. and then two-a-days. Like, 2-a-days are like, in football at least, you know, you got a start and you got an end and then the season starts. He sounds like he's doing his 2-a-days all year round. Ouch.
No doubt about it. Anything CT-wise we should keep an eye on?
Well, we're going to try to get our honor roll and our players of the weekend. Those hopefully will be in tomorrow. I've been working on those all week. We don't do the notes for the sports, the notebook, weekly notebooks anymore for the sports, but I'm going to try to work on some stories throughout the course of the year. So we're going to be going putting those kind of things together. I'm still kind of exhausted from the 8-page section that we put out last week.
So great section, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do. Definitely, like I said, it was time-consuming. We put a lot of work in. Chris Sweeney also did several stories in that. I laid out all 8 pages, so I was definitely – I was kind of – breathing heavy after the whole thing was said and done, but a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Oh, it was a great segment. All right, that's going to bring to a close this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Keep in mind, next week, Wednesday, a Wednesday edition of the Wrestling Recap. That's for next week. It'll be on Wednesday night. But we appreciate Coach Gilbert dropping by and joining us this evening. Good conversation with the head coach at Vermilion, Sean Bennett. As always, a great big thank you to you. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Each and every week on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com.